Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. I went to Chris Moyles' house last night, and therefore I don't feel able to do It's Only Blue Friday today. So Becky's going to do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All you've got to do is just shout loudly. And
what have I got to say?
You know what
Joking.
To say.
Joking!
Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, we've made it to Friday. Hello, it's Mills. Record of the week from Jordan Sparks is coming next. SOS, let the music play. Hope you're all right this afternoon. Wow. I tell you what, the comments are very different than they are when I do Only Blue Friday. Angin Devises says that blew my head off, but gets a 9. But the day was a bit short, so you could do better. Otherwise, you would have got a 10. I think we found Becky's forte. Awesome, says David in Edinburgh. The absolute bestest ever, ever. OMG. Better than Scott, says Phil in Coventry. A lot of love for your Only Blue Friday. A lot of love.
I think it'll take me a while to recover.
Yeah, I've gone a bit white.
I know. I thought my head was going to explode at one point.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Hannah from Wakefield.
Hannah from Wakefield. How are you, my darling?
All right, thanks.
How can I help? Right? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How can I help?
Just wondering what conversation you had with Chris Miles last night. Before
you
left.
Oh, yeah, he was asking people to text me this with the conversation we had on the way to the taxi. Do you really want to know?
Yeah, please.
It was about what cheese we like.
Why?
Just because, you know, often we talk about things like that.
And what did you say?
I said brie. He was camembert.
How did this come about?
We
Who
just
brought up the conversation of cheese?
We're just talking about different, like we would, like how good a cheese board is, things
Thanks
like that.
For a good night, Chris.
Yeah.
And by the way, what's your favourite cheese?
Yeah. We also discussed the deliciousness of his stir fry and his key lime pie.
Ooh, That's a bit fancy.
I don't think he made it. He tried to pass it off as he made it, but I don't think he
did. Did it have the foil still on it?
No, you could just tell. You know you can tell it's shop.
What, you found the box in the bin?
Huh?
You found the box in the
bin? Yeah, Sara Lee. So that was it, Hannah. Sorry it wasn't any more interesting.
That's all right.
Love you.
Love you.
Hi, chappers.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Where are you now?
I'm just stood at the side of the oval, about to go on the pitch.
Why?
Why? Because I'm doing all the hosting stuff and a bit of stewarding and the half-time.
Are you batting?
No, I'm not batting. No, neither am I fielding either. I'm waiting to host a very high-tech.
What team are you batting for?
I'm not batting for either team. Trust
That's not
me.
What I heard.
Really? Which side have you heard that I bat for?
Oh, I'm just watching on the TV now. I can't see you.
Well, I'm not going to be batting for this team, am I? Because it's Australia, so I'll probably be batting for the other team.
But are you near? Right, I can see people running around now in red and yellow and stuff.
Yeah, the red's England and the yellow's Australia.
I'm watching it live on Sky Sports 1. I can't see you anywhere. Are you sure you're there?
I'm positive I'm here. If
Can you get them to put the camera on you?
No, because I don't have that power with Sky. But if you keep...
Oh, there you are.
I love Brett Lee.
What?
You're on.
Brett Lee is on. No, that's Brett Lee.
Oh, yeah. What an easy mistake.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
All right, Chopper.
All right, Scotty.
Now, you're at the... I hate that.
I know, well,
hate,
I'm not
I
that... Well, you started.
I hate... Well, I've called you Chopper for years.
I know.
Right, where are you, please?
Right, so I'm now still on the Oval outfield, all right? And you know how I'm a respected sports journalist. I went through a lot of training to kind of do what I do, yes?
Did you?
Yeah. And now I'm about...
You haven't always been a sports journalist, though, have you?
Yeah, I've always been a sports
journalist. No, you used to go, and now I'm BBC
oh,
One.
Oh, no, I did that as well. But I was already a sports journalist when I did that. Anyhow, I'm now on the Oval outfield about to host a competition between three England fans and three Australian fans where they climb inside a giant inflatable cricket ball and roll themselves towards 18-foot inflatable stumps.
Wow!
Yeah.
So all the time, you're at the cricket.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You just watch people playing It's a Knockout.
No. This is brand new. I've never done this before. This is a brand new feature. No. I've never done it. This is a brand new feature. So in front of me are three Aussies and three England fans, and they've all been breathalyzed, no joke, to check that they aren't too drunk to be able to do this.
What? I'm watching the screen. I think I can see maybe an inflatable.
Can you see you can't miss giant 18-foot inflatable stumps.
Well, there's a big box in the way telling me what's on Tuesday at 4:30.
Well, I'm stood by the stumps. Can you not see me?
Wave. Wave again. Sorry, there's a match summary on now covering you up.
Rubbish.
Sorry about that.
Right, so I now have to go and host this, so do you mind if I come back to you in 20 minutes? I'll let you know who's won and let you know that nobody pukes.
Right, okay, good. What about, there's like a sport thing at 4:30?
Yeah, and Andy May's going to do that.
How do I get hold of him?
I don't know.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, right, speak to him in a... Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. This is what Chappers is doing right now at the Oval, listen. He's hosting the big inflatable cricket game. It's rubbish because loads of people on the text are now they've got Sky Sports 1 on trying to see where Chappers is, or he's just started the race. But annoyingly, there's people talking about the actual cricket, like experts and stuff, and they're in the way. Get out of the way! I want to see the game of inflatable cricket. You can just kind of see it in the side of the shot, but it's not really enough, is it? I don't see them rabbiting on about cricket. I want to see the fun. Oh, I can see it again. To see the stump.
The ball is moving at about 1 mile an hour. Bless him, Nick. He's like a little hamster.
Yeah.
And he's knocked the stump over, kind of.
This is not that
It's not
good
as exciting as I thought it was going to be, is
not
it?
Not that good if you're not watching, is it?
Even if you can see it.
Thanks for the offer of a lift, by the way.
Oh, that's all right. Are you going to accept?
Yes, please. Yeah. Becky's kindly offered to pick me up from Reading Station tomorrow to drive me to Caversham. You're going to be my cab.
Yeah.
Have you got a magic tree to just get the full effect?
Are you saying my car smells?
I don't know. I've never been in... Oh, I have been in your car. Is it the same one?
The same car we went Christmas shopping in, and you were so scared of my driving.
Yes.
It's a big 4x4.
Have you got a magic tree?
No. Do you request a magic tree?
If you could get a magic tree, that would be good.
Colour?
So I get the full cab experience.
Pine.
I think pine. Yeah. Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, not too early either.
No, okay.
All right, 11-ish, 12. Okay. Are you trying to get on the boat trip with me? Is that what it is?
No, I want to be there to film you fall in when you try and get on it.
Also, I'm going on this narrow boat with my flatmate and some mates at the weekend. I'm really worried about this now. Where do I find the bilge pump?
Oh, that sounds like it might be something to do with the chemical toilet.
I don't know, but it says that you need to know where to find these things. Horn, boat pole, gangplank, bilge pump.
Plank? You're going to walk the plank?
I know. I have no idea. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I wonder if Chappers has finished playing his game yet. Hello?
Hello.
How was that?
It was slightly surreal seeing sort of six men who should know better rolling themselves around in a giant ball, but, you know.
Hey, that's cricket, isn't it?
That is cricket, yes. It's a new form of cricket.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Did you see it on the telly?
We saw the inflatable, we couldn't see you.
Oh, well...
It looked a bit slow.
I beg your pardon?
No, I mean the ball took quite a long... They weren't rolling it as fast as they could have done.
Well, is it something you would like to have a go at?
Yes, please.
What's Becky's forte?
It does look really good, actually.
Is it something that if I spoke to the cricketing organisers...
Oh, yes.
...and suggested that you come down to one of the games, the two of you...
Yes.
...that we could roll you in it?
Yes, 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 yes.
That
All right,
would be
then.
Amazing.
Please.
Leave that with me.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you've got such power, Chappers.
No, there's no need for sarcasm.
Well, I'll let you go so you can go and ask now, okay?
I'll go and ask this very minute.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye. Right. Did you hear Robbie Williams' new song this morning?
Yes.
How good is it?
I really like it,
I really like it. He brought in his new single to Chris Moyles. They had a lovely chat this morning. If you missed it, listen again at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
There's a nice picture of him up there.
Real nice picture. You like that one.
Of
you
Robbie.
You sent that... What?
I thought you might think that I fancied Chris. I don't know.
No, Robbie. You did actually send that picture for my attention on my email earlier.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, his new song's called Bodies. I'm going to play that in a minute. Also, I'm not showing off or nothing, but I popped around to Robbie Williams' house yesterday. Not his actual house. Well, his London house.
You popped round?
Yeah.
I was invited. That you're friends with him.
Hmm?
It implies that you're friends with him.
No, it's a big interview that I did yesterday. Well, the name of work. Talked about loads of stuff. We chatted for hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you sit on his sofa?
Yeah.
What's his flat like, please?
It's really modern. Lovely bathroom.
Did you have a poo at Robbie's?
When I got that, I really needed the toilet. So the first thing I was like, hi, Robbie, yeah, good to see you. I've not seen you for ages. Do you mind if I use your loo? First thing I did.
No.
Yeah.
Did it not?
I want to do a poo.
Go on, then.
But I want to do a poo in Paul's bathroom.
It wasn't like having a poo at
did
Paul's.
Did you save it up for Robbie's? That's wrong.
No, I did not save it up. I didn't. It was just to...
say you had?
No.
You did, didn't you? So did you or not?
No.
Did you have one at Chris Moyles's?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I don't know why I found that funny.
I pooed in all the stars' houses just yesterday. No, I didn't. Anyway, so much so, we were talking for so long that I looked at his big clock on the wall. It was 3:10. So if the show sounded a little bit half-arsed yesterday, that's why. I wasn't really prepared. I got here about 2 minutes before the show, that's why.
Did you have lunch around there and everything then?
Yeah, he made some sandwiches.
Did he though?
Yeah. Massive
did
plate
he
of
them. Actually make
and he
them?
Didn't actually touch them. Because he is on a, as he was saying to Chris this morning, he's a food ninja. Doesn't eat anything that'll make you remotely, like, fat.
Oh, so no cheese and pickle?
Well, there was, but he didn't touch them.
I have just remembered that you did do a poo at number 10, didn't
yes,
you?
I did.
Yeah. Sorry, I just thought it was funny.
Why is that funny? Well, thanks for that.
I just quite like it.
Thanks.
We should have got the one extra people to ask about... if Gordon Brown was offended by that in any way. I'd love it if in the cute question and answer session it was like...
Will you take a pay cut? And also, are you offended by Scott Mills pooing in your house?
He would have been quite taken aback, I think.
Anyway, back to the Robbie Williams sandwiches. They were delicious, weren't they, one that doesn't speak? He came as well, by the way.
But
sorry,
were
you
they really invited. Healthy, though?
No, they weren't at all, no. But he didn't touch them. They were really well laid out, and like, it was almost like a caterer did them. It was amazing. Really good. What? Hello?
Can I say that or not? I don't know.
What? Say it.
Look at the text. There's lots of rhyming things on there.
Okay, I'll have a look in a minute. Why can't you say it? What's wrong? I just seen it. I did not do a jobby at Robbie's. I did not. That's what most of the text is saying. Hey, you did a jobby at Robbie's.
I'm going to look at the text bubble now.
Do it. Right, this is the new song by Robbie. It's called Bodies. We talked about some amazing things in between jobbies. And you'll be able to hear it in the next couple of weeks on Radio 1.
Podcast.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Can you tell Becky to stop, please?
Why? Do what?
Just tell her to shut up.
Stop, Becky, stop.
You don't want me to. I've got secret info from Robbie's people. More details on the Robbie's jobbies gate.
I did not leave any bodies or jobbies at Robbie's.
Apparently you were in there ages.
I was everyone not.
This is official documentation from Robbie's people.
This everyone is really
was,
winding me
everyone
up.
Everyone was really embarrassed, and even the one that doesn't speak had to make small talk.
I just got called to a few members of the crowd who wanted a photo of Kelly, but they're all saying to me, is it true that Scott did a jobby at Robbie's?
It is not true.
That's what
and
they're saying.
Number two at number 10.
That's what they're saying round the oval.
Are they?
Anyhow, you are allowed to do the inflatable
Yay!
Thing.
What?
We just need to work out where, all right? But you are allowed to do... You have to be team captain, so Becky will have to do her Aussie accent. Now, I've got to go, because I've got to introduce the teams back on.
Well, so we
right?
can play on... We can go on the football... No, cricket pitch, yeah. and we can play on those inflatable
yes.
cricket stump
yes.
things.
Yes,
amazing!
Right. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Speak to you in a bit.
Okay, bye. That's so cool, I love that. And I did not. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.